Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We are so excited today. We have a very special interview with a new actor for Hallmark. We're talking with Trezzo Mojarro, and I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and Anne is here.
Hi, everybody.
And Trezzo, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
So happy to be here.
So much fun. So, Trezzo, what we like to do for our guests is we like to give you a chance to introduce yourself and tell us what inspired you to get into acting.
Well, hello again. My name is Trezzo Mojarro. Basically, what inspired me to get into acting was just the fact that it's a really good outlet, but the biggest thing was my friends. My friends are the ones who pushed me for that because I was a class clown 24/7. And even some of my teachers were like, dude, you need to put this energy somewhere. This is not good for the class. We're trying to learn here. So it was a lot of my peers. And also shout out to my agent right now, T. Buckner in Vancouver, British Columbia. She's the one who found me, and like it literally took me 3 months to sign with her because I was like, why would I do this? Why would I put myself in front of a camera? And also I did not know anything about on camera acting, but she believed in me, and it just so happens that I went out for my very first audition ever and I'm booking it, not knowing really what a script was or how I even got it, but I did get it, and I've just been fortunate enough to be learning on set and be learning at a high caliber by high caliber people. So yeah.
Wow,
truly blessed,
really,
and I'm
cool.
Very, very excited.
How young were you when you got that first role?
That first role, I believe I was like 18.
Okay, so what's
I was 18. Yeah, I think, yeah, I was just at a, yeah. Yeah, I believe I was 18 when I got that first really good one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you were just out of high school?
Just out of high school, yeah.
Did you do...
That's a fun way to start.
Yeah. Did you do plays and stuff in high school?
It really is. Yes, I did actually do plays in high school. And funny thing about that is I was actually doing these plays for credit.
Oh, yeah.
As I said, I was quite the class clown. So, you get to fall back a little bit. I was a very smart kid. I always aced my tests and everything. When it really counted, I was always there. But sometimes I look back, I'm like, if I applied myself as much as I did now, school-wise, it'd be better. But I was doing it for credits. I was falling behind, and I was supposed to go do things behind the scenes. But also because, again, class clown, I'm focusing was kind of a hard suit for me for a little while. And then they're like, you know what? Let's bring this energy on the stage real quick. Here, read these things. I'm like, okay. So I did that, and I got my first play. I ended up doing 4 plays in high school. And after that, I was like, actually, this is a very, very dope outlet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got to hear what plays you did. Anything you know?
Oh, wow.
Do you remember?
Oh, wow. in high school, I did a play. My first play, I believe, was called The Loudest Silence, which basically tackled teen suicide and teen depression.
That sounds
intense. Yeah, so that, we had to delve deep. And the crazy thing is, the cast wrote it. Us as a cast, we wrote the entire script and presented it.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was amazing because we sold out every single show, which was amazing for a newcomer, especially for me. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I did something, right? We're here now. So
yeah,
I did pretty good. And we ended up remounting it again 2 years later with the same script and the same concept, but we flipped it on its head. So we did that and got pretty dope reviews. After that, I did a play called After Juliet, which is basically, as the title says, After Juliet. It's after when Juliet and Romeo passes away, and we see the journey that everybody else has to go through after that, and that plays the character of Benvolio. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, that, I mean, I did like Bye Bye Birdie in high school, so you got one up on me. Very good.
Yeah, that's pretty deep stuff.
That's really cool.
It was fun, though. It was fun. And I'm sure Bye Bye Birdie was lit.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So how did you get involved with Hallmark Channel? You've done a couple different roles for them, Love on the Menu, and now, was that just an audition in Vancouver?
It was Vancouver. I love it. And a big part of it was a casting director out here named Jackie Lynn.
Uh-huh.
She got me my first, she helped get me my first breakout, you could say breakout role in the show Van Helsing on Netflix.
Ah.
So after that, she seen my potential. So she brought me in for a lot of things after that, which was super, super dope. Shout out Jackie Lynn. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And after that, I've just done Hallmark after Hallmark, and it's been dope. It's been dope. And here we are.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of Hallmark veterans in Van Helsing. You have Jonathan Scarfe. You have Akia Bernard is in that.
Yes. Oh, those beautiful human beings. I love them all. I love them all. They're amazing.
That's great.
I learned a lot from all of them, actually.
Uh-huh.
I love to, like, when they speak, it's like, you got to listen, man. You got to listen.
Yeah.
You gotta listen. I love them, and they're very, very, very kind-hearted. They've got very, very sweet soul.
Do you have any tricks for memorizing your lines and getting in character?
It totally depends on the character. Like, if it's a more aggressive character, like for example, like Muhammad, for example, I usually like. I work out aggressively in the morning, get my blood pumping, especially because like he does action sequences and he has this whole, a lot of it is very physical. So it's a lot of keeping in shape and at least listening to a lot of like, you know, old school Kanye, a lot of, you know, old school rap. So that kind of keeps me in the action vibe. A lot of like high beats keeps me in the action vibe. And it also depends on the mood, right? So if we're having an emotional day, obviously I'm gonna listen to different types of music, and maybe my workout is gonna slow down. But it all depends. But I really, really drive for music with any character I play in any time of day.
Uh-huh.
Is music.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have music you like to listen to getting ready for like a rom com?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Tell us what it is.
I have music for everything, for every character, really. Yeah, so it depends. If I'm doing rom-com, I'm going to go rom-com-y. I'm going to listen to more, a lot of old, you know, R&B. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of old school R&B. So
like
that's what I'm going to listen to, you know.
Yeah.
The Temptations, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Temptations. Diana Ross.
That's where I'm at.
Marvin Gaye.
Diana Ross, you know what it is. Yeah. Yes. Let's get it on. You know what it is. Yeah.
Very good.
That's where I'm at. Where I'm at. It totally depends on the genre. So if we're feeling rom-commy, you know, and I like to dance a lot. So usually a lot of times my warm-ups for every morning, I usually like do a quick freestyle, like for 30 minutes. Sometimes if I cannot go to the gym, in my living room, I do a quick freestyle dance.
Uh-huh.
And you know, if it's a slow, you know, if it's a rom-com day, hey, listen, Marvin Gaye is going to come on, you know, the hips are going to slow down. You know what it is.
Well, from now on, if you post on social media that you're listening,
you can see Marvin Gaye anywhere on my social media. You know this dude is about to do a rom-com. He's about to get sensitive.
Yes,
you know,
that's good. I love it. That's funny. Very good. We've been in these this PS. You've just recently been in this PS I Love You that just came out this week. So that's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Very exciting. I'm really stoked.
So
very exciting.
Tell us about how you ended up getting that role.
That is actually really hilarious. Not gonna lie to you, when I first got the audition, I was like, okay, all right, let's just go in and see what happens. And then you walk in the room and then you see all these other performers in there that you know are performing in a high level. Then you kind of get a little nervous for a second. You're like, okay, this is all right, you know what? Whatever. I'm just gonna lay it all on the table. I'm gonna go as wild as possible for this one. Like, if anything, I will make my audition memorable. So I went in there, did 110%.
Yeah.
I walked out and I was like, hey, I put it right there. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So for like almost a month, we were like, nobody knew anything. Nobody knew nothing. So I gave up on it. I literally gave up on it. And then went into the callbacks and I was like, oh, I'm still here. That's crazy. Okay. Went in, did a whole different performance, flipped it on its head again, walked out. Then waited another while longer, again, forgot about it, did other jobs. Then I got the call that, hey, you got it. This is, you got Lucas. And I'm like, oh, sweet. And again, did not know really what this is about yet. Had no idea. Like nothing.
I'm sure no idea the magnitude it would get to.
Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Yeah, it was just for me. I was like, it's another... It's just, you know, it's another job, you know, do what you do and keep you pushing. You know what I'm saying? So went, did our thing. Obviously, we formed very, very dope bonds and dope friendships from it. And the cherry on the top, which is pie on the top. Nobody says that. The cherry on the top. The cherry on the top was the fact was the fact that it did what it did. And that was just amazing. And nobody actually knew. And this one came out, then the second one came out, and it blew everything out of the water. So very excited.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I remember you must have, like, did people start recognizing you after that movie came out? Like, when you're walking down the street, are people like, oh my gosh, there's Lucas.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, they yell Lucas.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, I will not respond. I'm like, I have no idea who that is because I forget.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, Lucas. I'm like, well, my name's not Lucas, so you know, I'm like, keep your question. You're not talking to me. Until we feel a tap on the shoulder, Lucas, and I'm like, oh, right. Hi.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. And I have to ask you about the scene when you and Laura Jean are in the ski lodge and y'all have the Korean face mask. So for a scene like that, that's like funny, do you guys have to do like multiple takes because you're like laughing so hard because the material's so good?
Oh, this is the funny part. We literally had 5 minutes to shoot that scene or they were going to cut
out. Oh, really? Oh, my gosh.
It was the last scene of the day. Everybody was exhausted. And we had like a whole page and I had a mouthful to say. So
everybody
was like, okay, look. They're like, look, we literally have 5 minutes. So you have two takes maximum. And if this doesn't work, and I don't know if you noticed, like literally all the angles were like facing front. So it was just one like, That was it.
One
if you
camera.
Don't get this right now, we've got to send people home. So it is what it is. We're like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Shoot. You know what? No pressure. You know what? Whatever.
Yeah, really. No pressure.
Like, whatever. You know what I mean? That's fine.
Yeah.
The biggest word of the
That's
day today.
Crazy.
I'm going to try not to mess this up. So I just went in, blah, 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 just spewed it all out, but obviously made it as natural as possible. Try to make it as natural as possible. So, and it worked. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God it worked. You watched the final product, and I was like, oh, hey, the scenes in the movie. That's dope. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was really good. It was like one of my favorite scenes.
It was pretty sick.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast, called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah. Thank you. Not going to lie to you, at the end of the day, my skin felt flawless.
So, you guys filmed the sequel and the third one at the same time. Is that correct?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I don't know how production did it because we were all busy. We were all busy. Everybody was doing the movie and something else. And during that time, too, in between that, I had to fly to Guam to do another Netflix movie. So all like a bunch of schedules are just all over the place. But somewhere, somehow, they got to figure it out. And we came back like nothing happened. And just continued on to the third one.
Yeah. So you're playing that R&B music a lot.
Oh, listen now. Come on. As soon as I drive in on set, they know that I'm coming.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there he is. There he is. I'm out here listening to old school R&B. Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a pretty fun group of actors. This is a pretty pretty enjoyable set there.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
We barely got any work done on the first one. Yeah. You put people like this with that big of personalities and that much energy after lunch to go to work.
Right.
Like, what do you think is going to happen? At some point, we had to be separated. Like, no, hey, Trezor, sit down. Hey, we're working.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, right. We're doing this. And during the third one, we even had a game. Like, we were playing a game in the middle of a scene. Can you imagine that?
Like a board game?
Oh, no. We were playing, like, basically somebody winks at you, you have to die.
Oh.
It has to be the most dramatic, slowest death ever. Until somebody comes and taps you, and then who's playing the game? Then you revive again. But basically, the whole point of the game is you make eye contact, you get winked at. Listen, I don't know what to tell you. You're in the middle of a scene. Yeah. Or you're eating lunch. You could be walking across traffic. Somebody catches you and winks at you. Listen, you better die slow until somebody comes and taps you and revives you. So
That's
we're playing that
hilarious.
Game through the third movie. Now, how much work did we get done?
That's funny. So
it was great. It was fun, man.
Are you Team John or Team Peter? The question of the hour.
Oh, right now that is like the whole Twilight thing right now. So this that's a question of the decade right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very good question. See, man. See, for I would say for Lucas, it'd be Team John. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Team John. They're into the same things. They're both very, like, you know, they're bookworms. Like, smart. So they can connect like that. But also then you got Peter, though. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That is your ultimate, like, crush right there. All rolled in one. So you got the ultimate boyfriend and the ultimate husband material. How do you choose between that? Like, how do you choose between that? That's like perfect versus perfect. That's very, very hard to pick. So honestly, I don't know. But because it's Black History Month, I'm going to go with my brother. It's Team John.
Okay, good, good. I know. I mean, Lara Jean, boy. I mean, if we only had these problems in high school.
Lara Jean. I did not have none of these problems in high school.
Oh, my goodness.
I got through just by being funny. Like, she's out here.
Yeah.
You go, girl. You go.
Yeah, for sure. So you had said on Twitter that the sequel, this one that just came out, is you like it over more than the first one. Why do you feel that way?
Oh boy, why do I feel that way? Okay, so basically, but also it's like how I went into the first one, right?
Uh-huh.
I went into the first one basically going, this is another job. I'm just gonna do my best. I'm gonna do my thing and on to the next one. You know what I mean? So it wasn't necessarily my baby yet. Until halfway through, I was like, oh, there's a lot riding on this. You know what I mean? We got to figure some things out. But coming into the second one, especially after developing all those relationships and watching what the first one did and how the fans received it, you guys, you know, it tends to help you focus more.
Yeah.
It becomes your baby more than ever, right? Sure. And so I would say this one is better. One, just story-wise, Jenny Han has done something amazing with this one. Like, she killed it. She killed it. She always, like, the way she even, wrote the books, she always made one better than the previous one. So this one definitely follows suit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I, as a film critic, I agree with you. I liked this second one better than the first, because the reason why is because I felt like you were able to get to know the characters better. You got to know Peter particularly, I thought, better. And he wasn't just sort of like this perfect person. Like, he had flaws, and that makes him more interesting to me as a character.
And you actually get to see the background of every other character.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah. You get to see a little insight from all the other characters, which makes you love them more.
Right.
So I absolutely love that too. I agree with you.
All right. Okay. Well, so let's talk about this Picture Perfect Mysteries. So this was it. You got to work with Ron Oliver. That must have been cool.
Oh, he is amazing.
Yeah.
He's a ray of sunshine 24/7. I don't know how he does it. Always walks on set and is always just a ray of sunshine. If you have not had coffee, just look at Ron Oliver and you're fine.
Yeah.
He just has that.
He
just has that. He's amazing. It's amazing. And he has impeccable style. You will never ever see fashion like that anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I want to steal his suit. Let's just say.
Well, we're excited to see a new entry in the series. And the Penavegas, that must have been fun. They have their new baby.
Oh, they're so great.
Yeah.
They're so great.
Yeah.
They're so great. And those are other people that I learn a lot from just by watching them work. They are phenomenal. And they are funny. They're so funny.
They're so
funny. So they always keep the set light, and also with this one, I think it's better than the first one too.
Ooh, that's good to hear.
Picture Perfect Mysteries too. Yeah, I think it's better than the first one too.
Well, that's cool, because you want your series to grow and get better. And it's nice with them because you have like built-in chemistry. They're a couple already. And did you get to see the new baby at all? Did they bring the new baby to set at all? They just have a new little one.
Yes. And then, oh my goodness, the most adorable thing on the planet. I swear to God.
Wow.
I had baby fever for a hot second. I was like, wait, you're 23.
Got plenty of time for that. No rush. That's funny. So can you tell us a little bit about your character in the movie?
Well, Noah is a very, as you know from the first movie, he's a very smart, very resourceful person. He's a college student, and this time you actually get to see a little bit of insight. You get to see his background, and somebody very special gets introduced.
Ooh.
That is connected to Noah in the film, and you just get to see the dynamic of how he was, of how he came to be him, and where he gets his wits about him, and you know what drives him to be great, what he strives for to be smart, like where he gets all of that from. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited for that to come up.
Yeah, we're really excited too. It looks like we lost Anne. She says she's sorry. She says, tell him I'm really sorry. But her phone, okay. I guess she lost the call. But we'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They're the good folks over at HelloFresh, and they are America's number one meal kit. And right now, if you go to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies10, use code Hallmarkies10, you get 10 free meals, including shipping. So that's an amazing deal. And I think that this is a really wonderful service. I've been doing it now for a couple of months, and I've really enjoyed it. It's so nice because it really works well with my lifestyle as a single person, because I don't have all of these bottles of sauces and spices and things like that I only need for one recipe. You get just enough for that recipe, and they have the recipe cards, and it makes it easy to follow, and it just gets me out of my dinner rut so that I'm cooking different things. I'm trying different things, and it's a lot of fun. They have 22 plus seasonal chef curated meals each week. Everything I've made has been delicious, and they try to curate it so that it works with your allergies and with other things. You can get different type of kits. They have low calorie, vegetarian, and family friendly. You can get it in servings of 2 or 4, and it just saves so much time. If you're busy like I am, you don't have to go to the grocery store. You don't have to spend time planning. All of that is really, really just makes life so much easier. And then you have the packaging HelloFresh uses to ship the food, almost entirely made from recyclable or already recycled content. They have a carbon footprint 25% lower than store-bought grocery-made meals. So it's a really impressive company. And more importantly, the recipes are yummy. And I think you'll really enjoy them as a family, or if you're single like me, it'll really be a great thing for your life. So go to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies10, use code Hallmarkies10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. So we have some fun questions we like to end with. So the first, first question, what is the best ice cream flavor?
Red velvet.
Oh, red velvet ice cream flavor, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Yes, you should try it.
I will.
It's delicious.
Okay. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color, battle between red and gold.
Mm, okay. That sounds good. Red is very on brand for Hallmark, you know, Christmas color.
Yeah.
So we kind of talked about this already, but what music are you listening to right now? Maybe we can tell what movie you're going to do next.
What music am I listening to right now? You see, that's a very good question. Right now, I am currently listening to All the Boys I Loved Before.
Okay, playlist. Yeah, the soundtrack.
So I'm listening to that, the soundtrack, and there's a lot. I listen to a lot of music every day. Mm-hmm. I'm also listening to the Jesus Is King album by Kanye.
Oh yeah. Nice. Heard a lot
so
about that.
So that's a little clue in of what's happening next.
Ooh. Okay. Good. What is your go to date night food? You want to impress a
go to date night food?
Or impress a date.
Oh, if I want to impress a girl.
Yeah, if you're a date, whatever.
Okay.
You. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a very good one. I'd honestly go the Canadian way and say poutine.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
I'd have to. I realized I went to the States a lot, and I tried to order poutine out there, and they looked at me like I was crazy. And I kept looking at them like they were crazy. Like, you don't know what poutine is?
Well, and don't they kind of do it wrong here? Like, they think it's more just the like French fries with toppings. But it's more to it than that, right?
There is more to it than that. There is a lot more to it. That's why it tastes different all over the place. But you go to Quebec, let me tell you, that's different.
Yeah, because it's got it. You're supposed to have cheese curds, right? And
yes,
and gravy. Yeah, that sounds good to 100%. Me. Okay,
it's really
good. Yes. So, what is your go-to date night activity to go out and do?
Go-to date night activity, I would say definitely an amusement park.
Good choice.
And I definitely say an amusement park. And I would say just a full day going and trying desserts from all over the city, basically. Like, you just go Google Maps and be like, what is the best dessert places? And we just go hop from one to the other.
That is a great answer. That sounds really fun. All right. Very good. Okay. Dogs or cats?
Oh boy. Okay. That's a hard one because that depends on the situation. Uh-huh. But for me personally, I would say a dog, but like a medium one. Not a big one or a small
right.
one. You know, medium one.
Medium one.
Big dog.
Very good. Yeah, okay. Dog. Okay, so beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
Okay, me too. Suit and tie or sweats?
Oh, come on, sweats. I'm wearing sweats right now.
Very good. All right.
I love staying comfortable.
Yeah. So what is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Favorite holiday? Thanksgiving.
Oh,
like I don't know if you've noticed. I love food.
Yeah.
I love food. Anything that has to do with food, throw it in there.
Well, I did like that in the sequel, they have the early Thanksgiving. You weren't in that scene, but that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
cute. That was fun. Mm-hmm. And that gave me a very good idea too.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Because it's so stressful.
Everything's a whole lot of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, last question, and you can say one of your own. What is your favorite Hallmark movie?
Ooh, my favorite Hallmark movie. Picture Perfect Mysteries 2, coming out February 16th. Go check it out.
Very good. That's very exciting. Very well done. Well, thank you so much. You've been a delight. This has been really fun. We really appreciate it. And do you have social media
that
you'd like to share?
You can follow me on Instagram at Trezzo _ that is T-R-E-Z-Z-O _ that is T-R-E-Z-Z-O _.
Great. We'll have all that in the description section. People can definitely check that out and make sure to follow you. And you got to keep up to see what music he's listening to so we know what movies are coming up next. This is going to be very exciting now. But but thanks again. We really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get to talk to you again when you keep doing more
course,
fun movies.
Anytime.
All right. Sounds good.
Anytime.
Good luck with your audition.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. Bye. We'd like to thank Trezzo for coming on the podcast. This was really fun. He was a delight. And so definitely check out all of his stuff on social media and everything and his new movies. And we're excited about the new Hallmark movie coming up this weekend. And make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, everywhere. And you can follow Anne at AWScott21 on Twitter. So make sure to check that out. And you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So make sure to check that out at Rachel's Reviews. And we have lots of fun stuff coming up on the podcast. So make sure that you're following us. And if you listen on YouTube, if you could subscribe to the channel and give us thumbs up on this video, we really appreciate it. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us your ratings and reviews. It really helps us out a lot. We really appreciate it. We also have our patron group, which is so much fun, and we so much appreciate it. It's only $2 a month to join, and it means a lot to us. So please check that out. All the information in the description section. Then we also have our merch store, which has all different kinds of Hallmark inspired and Hallmark adjacent designs. So check that out. I think you'll really enjoy it. Like I said, link in the description. So we'll talk to you all later. Bye, everybody.